来讨论学习。
This afternoon we will complete our study and discussion of the last two commandments.
那我们前三十分钟讲解，后三十分钟有问题讨论。
I will expound on the two commandments in the first 30 minutes, after which we will have a 30-minute discussion.
那我们等一下分三组。
We will divide into three groups.
周师师不在，中文一组请叶弟兄，那另外一组请吴弟兄，请我们再准备一下。那英文大概是请 Grace， 那所以我们在聚会的时候，我们大家可以准备一下，等一下带领讨论。
So we'll ask Brother Ye, Brother Wu, and Sister Grace to lead the three groups.
好，我们现在一起来默祷。
Let's all bow our hand and pray in silence.Amen.
奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始下午的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we shall commence Sabbath day afternoon service.
唱诗138首。
Please sing hymn 138. Now we're going to pray together and ask for God's guidance in this afternoon service.
一起来祈祷。
Let us all pray.
今天下午我们要来看第九条跟第十条。
This afternoon we like to study the ninth and the tenth commandment.
请看出埃及记的二十章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记的二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
十六节。
Verse 16.
不可作假见证陷害人。
You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor.17.
不可贪恋人的房屋，也不可贪恋人的妻子、仆婢、牛驴，并他所有的。
You shall not covet your neighbor's house, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
这个十条诫命是人类道德的基础。
The Ten Commandments.Are at the foundation of human morality.
这不是十条建议。
These are not ten suggestions.
如果建议就是供你参考，要不要你自己选择。
If there are mere suggestions, they are only for your reference, and it is up to your discretion to see if you want to abide by them.
但是这是诫命，带有权柄的命令。
But these are the ten commandments that God has given us with His full authority.
所以神借着摩西讲完这个十诫之后，十八节开始神就降临百姓看到就发颤。
And that is why through Moses, God gave the Israelites the Ten Commandments, and after which the people trembled with fear.
这个表示这个诫命的后面是神的威严，神的公义。
Behind the Ten Commandments are the majesty.And the justice of God.
我们去做会蒙福，不做就要用这个来接受审判。
If we keep these commandments, we will be blessed. But if we do not, we will be punished.
我们现在社会的问题，你仔细看大部分都是因为没有守十诫。
The problems that our society faces today is that we do not keep the Ten Commandments.
所以这个好像四千年前的这个诫命其实到今天还是很好用的。
And in fact, the Ten Commandments that were given to the people 4,000 years ago is just as applicable to each and every one of us than it was they were back then.
那第九诫说不可作假见证陷害人。
So the Ninth Commandment says, you shall not give false testimony against your neighbor.
那个时候有问题要上告到摩西来做审判。
Back in the time of the Israelites, the people had to go up to Moses to resolve any issues.
如果有两个人见证，这个人犯了严重的罪，要用石头打死。
And upon the witness of two witnesses of one's transgression, this person could very well be stoned to death.
包括咒诅父母。
Transgressions would include cursing your parents.
在旧约时代，这是相当严厉的罪。
That is a very severe sin in the Old Testament.
那以现在来讲
In today's context,
这个作假见证一般是指着在法院上。
To Bear testimony refers to a court proceeding.
哦，那陷害人哈，到最后大概是为着自己的好处。
And obviously, for someone to give a false testimony is most likely to benefit oneself.
哦，或者说为着你所爱的人啊，为着袒护他来做假见证。
Or perhaps you're bearing false testimony to protect your loved ones.
哦，那这个假见证其实就是跟事实不符合的一个陈述。
A false testimony is a testimony that is not done according to the truth.
哦，所以我们基督徒不能够讲跟事实不一样的，来让人得利或者让人受灾祸。
So we should never deviate from the truth, just to benefit others or to benefit ourselves.
因此，一个基督徒应该是相当可靠的一个人。
That is why we as Christians must be reliable.
因为我们是在真神里面。
Because we are in the true and living God.
所以我们里面没有虚假。
That is why there's no falsehood, falsehood in us.
基督徒在社会的可贵。
And this is why we as Christians are precious in this society.
那为什么做假见证是罪？
Why is it that giving false testimony is a sin?
我们看约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音的第八章。
John chapter 8.
44节
Verse 44.
你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲你们偏要行。他从起初是杀人的，不守真理的，因为他心里没有真理，他是说谎，是出于自己的，因为他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。
You belong to your father the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire.He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies.
那这里主耶稣讲啊，说你们的父是魔鬼。
Jesus said here, your father is the devil.
然后他就提到说谎的人真理不在他里面。
And he continued to say that there is no truth in him who lies.
这也是在讲魔鬼。
And this refers to Satan as well.
没有真理。
There is no truth in him.
那说谎的人，他的父就是魔鬼。
And the father of all liars is the devil.
所以这个说谎变成很严重啊，因为神是真的，说谎就站在神的对面。
And so if we lie, we're standing in opposition to God because God is the truth.
所以如果我们常常祷告，被圣灵充满哦。你说了一次谎话，有时候晚上你睡不着觉，你没有起来悔改，良心不安，你睡不着觉。
So when we are filled by the Holy Spirit, we will feel that our conscience has been pricked just because we tell a little lie, so much so that we'll not be able to sleep at night.
因为这个圣灵是真理的灵，那你说谎是违背真理，那个灵啊，得不到安息。
The Holy Spirit is a spirit of truth, and whenever we lie, the spirit inside us rebukes us.
所以做一次谎话要讲好多谎话才能够包住那一个谎话。
And let us also realize that the one lie that we tell will engender a host of different lies just to cover that up.
好，我们再来看出埃及记二十三章。
Let's turn to Exodus.
二十三章。
23.
第一节。
Verse 1.
不可随火散布谣言，也不可与恶人联手妄作见证。第二节。
Two.
不可随众行恶，也不可以在争讼的事上随众偏行作见证，屈枉正直。第三节。
Three.
也不可在争讼的事上袒护穷人。
Do not spread false reports. Do not help a wicked man by being a malicious witness. Two. Do not follow the crowd in doing wrong. When you give testimony in a lawsuit.Do not pervert justice by siding with a crowd. Three, and do not show favoritism to a poor man in his lawsuit.
这里讲不可随火散布谣言。
Verse 1 tells us, do not spread false reports.
这个谣言就是没有经过证实的，有时候是跟事实不一样的。
False reports are misrepresentation of reality.
那有时候讲出来对一个人的形象会产生很大的伤害。
And these false reports will have an adverse impact on someone's reputation.
那这个跟第九诫也有一点点关联。
And this is related to the ninth commandment.
这个陷害人不一定是指着说得到自己财物得到好处，有时候你不喜欢那个人，你讲一些跟事实不一样的，大家对他印象不好。
To testify falsely against our neighbor doesn't necessarily mean that we merely want some material gain out of it. Sometimes it could mean that we are defaming someone just because we do not like that person.
那第二节开始就在讲有关诉讼的事情。
And verse 2 continues to say, continues to describe a lawsuit.
就是不可偏行。
We should not pervert justice.
那趋往正直，就是对的人，因为你讲的见证变成他错了。
By siding with a crowd.
那第三节哈，不可最后一句不可偏袒穷人。
Do not show favoritism to a poor man.
因为有时候我们觉得这个人比较弱势，所以我们就讲跟事实不一样的话来袒护他，这样也不对。
It is also wrong that we try to side those who are inferior in a lawsuit simply because we pity him or her.
所以对错本身跟他是谁这个是要分开来看。
And that is why we should separate what is wrong or right from the person that we are discussing.
因为不同的人我们讲的这个话不一样这样就是不事实。
Because if whatever we say is swayed by our perception of the person, then that is not the truth.
那要怎么来预防这件事情的发生？
How do we prevent this from happening?
我们看第五章约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
二十节。
Verse 20。
我们也知道神的儿子已经来到，且将智慧赐给我们，使我们认识那位真实的。我们也在那一位真实的里面，就是在他儿子耶稣基督里面，这是真神，也是永生。
Verse 20, we know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ.He is the true God and eternal life.
所以说我们认识那位真实的。
So we know the one who is true.
那我们甚至在那一位真实的里面。
And in fact, we are in this person or Jesus Christ who is true.
就是下面就说，就是在耶稣基督，他是真实，他也是真神。
In other words, we are in his son Jesus Christ. He is the true God.And eternal life.
所以当一个人跟主耶稣非常亲近的时候，他根本就不会讲谎话。
And so when we are very close to our Lord Jesus Christ, we will never lie.
因为他是真实的。
Because our Lord Jesus is true.
他在我们里面。
When he is in us.
我们在他里面。
And when we are in him.
所以这样我们就不会做假见证。
We will never bear false witness.
所以这个不做假见证一个最重要、最根本的原因是因为我们所拜的神是真实的。
So the basic reason why we do not bear false witness against anyone is because we worship God who is true.
好，我们现在看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
好，以弗所书的第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第五章第八节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8.
从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事都要像光明的子女。第九节。
9.
光明所结的果子就是一切的良善、公义、诚实。
For you are once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
这里讲了，我们要做光明的子女。
This verse tells us that we should live as children of light.
那光明的果子其中有一个就是诚实。
Among the fruit of the light, is the truth.
然后它是公义的，是没有不义的。
It is also righteous. There's no falsehood.
那它是良善的，它里面没有邪恶。陷害人这个就是邪恶。
And in it is also all goodness. there is the absence of evil.
那这里在讲这个做光明之子有几个特色。
And there are several characteristics of being the children of light.
第一个，因为它是光明，所以不需要掩盖。
Because as children of light, we are in the light. There is nothing to hide.
要掩盖的就不是光明。
Anything that you need to hide is not of the light.
那第二个是会被责备的，十三节，那个就不是光明的。
And according to verse 13, anything that
提起来会羞耻的哦，在别人提起来会羞耻的，那个就是不是光明。
Anything that would be shameful is not of the light.
那实实在在你就 不会羞耻了，因为我们很实在。
Because we are true to ourselves and to God, we are never shameful.
这是第九戒。
This is the ninth commandment.
好，那我们再看第十戒。
Let's turn to the tenth commandment.
再回来，出埃及记二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记的二十章
，Exodus chapter 20,
十七节
，verse 17。
这个不可贪恋人的房屋、妻子、仆婢、牛驴，并一切所有的。
You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant, or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
社会情况改变，所以这个我们的房子都有登记，有财产啊。我们牛也没有奴仆，也没有牛驴都没有。
We live in a very different era from the time of the Israelites, and perhaps now we have properly registered our house, and we don't have any manservant or maidservant.
好，所以原则是一样的，不可贪恋别人的东西。
Regardless, the principle is still the same, which is we shall not covet anything that belongs to our neighbor.
好，那什么叫做贪心？
What does it mean to covet?
我们现在来看箴言第十章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 10.
箴言第十章的第二节。
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 2.
不义之财毫无益处，唯有公义能救人脱离死亡。
Chapter 10 verse 2. Ill-gotten treasures are of no value, but righteousness delivers from death.
这个不义之财就是说不是以正当的方法来得的钱来得钱，这就是贪了。
To gain wealth by ill-gotten means is greed.
那这个正当有几个解释，第一个就是国家的法律。
And to obtain treasure, the proper way is to abide by the laws of the country.
第二个就是圣经的教训。
And secondly, we must also abide by the teachings of the Bible.
比方说，照国家的法律以前那个法律还没有改的时候，你可以借很多的钱，然后把它弄到哪个地方，然后就申请破产。
For instance, back in the past, you can very well borrow on credit, move the wealth elsewhere, and then declare bankruptcy.
那你就没责任了。
And you have no legal responsibility.
所以法律上来讲，你没有责任。
So, in terms of the law, you are not responsible for that debt.
但是以圣经的道理来讲，有责任。
But by the principles of the Bible, you are still liable for what you have done.
因为我们所做的那个存心、动机、预谋，这个本身跟圣经不一样。
Because if we were to have this preconceived notion or premeditated thought to gain wealth in an improper manner, we have violated against the spirit of the Bible.
所以这个不义不一定指着法律而已，包括圣经的精神、圣灵的感动。
So ill-gotten treasures refer not just to wealth that we gain not illegally, but also against the principles of the Bible.
当然这也包括不可以逃税。
And obviously this would include tax evasion.
因为那一部分不是我们的。
Because whatever you gain from tax evasion does not belong to you.
好，二十八章箴言。
Proverbs chapter 28.
二十节。
Verse 20.
诚实人多得福，想要急速发财，不免受罚。
Proverbs 28, verse 20. A faithful man will be rich blessed, but one eager to get rich will not go unpunished.
这个圣经有特别讲要急速发财的不免受罚。
This verse tells us that one eager to get rich will not go unpunished. 好，
如果一个人用正当的方法来，
If a person were to gain wealth the proper way,
好，当然这是可以的。
This is permissible.
但是如果你用赌博的，
But let's say if you gamble,
那这个应该是算贪。
That is considered greed.
所以我们不可以这样做。
We should not do that.
好，那大家讨论一下，买那个奖券啊，乐透啊，可以不可以？
Now let's think for a moment. Is it okay to buy lottery tickets?
这是合法的。
It's legal.
一下中几百万。
Just imagine you would win the jackpot of a few million dollars.
这是我们来想想看。
Think about that.
那还有一个我们常常不自觉的，就是我们的生活要平衡。
And sometimes we're not quite aware of this, and that is we fail to have balance in our life.
以扫搬到别示巴做三件事情。
When Jacob moved to Beersheba, he did three things.
第一个
，first，
筑一座坛。
He built an altar.
第二个
，second，
支搭帐篷。
He pitched a tent.
第三个
，third，
挖一口井。
He dug a well.
这个在讲信仰生活、家庭生活、职业生活。
And this signifies his life of faith, career, and family.
好，那如果我们用信仰生活的时间、家庭生活的时间，全部把它拿来赚钱，那个就是贪。
Now, if we sacrifice our family time just so that we can make more money, that is greed.
整个人都投进就是赚钱。
If our preoccupation is about gaining wealth, then that is not right.
这个也是赚贪。
That is considered greed.
这个将来又发生问题。
You will encounter problems down the road.
家庭问题、信仰问题。
You may have problems with your family and with your faith.
那贪的后果是什么？
What is the consequence of greed?
我们看提摩太前书六章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书六章。
1 Timothy chapter 6.
第九节。
Verse 9.
但想要发财，就陷在迷惑跟网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉沦在败坏灭亡中。第十节，贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了正道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. 10.For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
这里说贪财到最后就被引诱离了真道，他的生活就会偏了。
Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
那到最后就是被愁苦刺透了，但结果就是这样。
So when they are swayed by their eagerness for money, they will be pierced with many griefs.
所以我们现在，我想大部分没有这样做。现在我们讨论就是说，怎么走在问题的前面，不要走偏了。偏了以后，你就会受苦很多。
Obviously, the vast majority of us do not do this, but what we need to do is to think ahead and not to let this possible problem become our problem.
那怎么去预防？
How do we prevent this?
我们看第六章提摩太前书。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
敬虔加上知足的心便是大利。
But godliness with contentment is great gain.
所以有时候我们常常发现啊，一个生意人啊，你钱这么多，你甚至根本放在银行，你一辈子都吃不完。
There are some business people who have made so much money that even if they were to just live off the interest, they would be able to sustain their lives.
但是你要赚更多，做出超过自己能力的，忽然间没有办法掌握了。
And that is why you see some business people, after they have gained great wealth, they would want more, and as a result, they go into bankruptcy, losing everything they have.
所以到最后劳苦刺透了。
And they are pierced.By many griefs.
所以敬虔加上知足。
And that is why what we need is godliness with contentment.
好，我们现在来看问题讨论。
Let's look at discussion questions.
问题哈，五个问题。
Five questions.
第一个，什么叫做作假见证？
How can we define bearing false testimony?
什么叫做贪心
and covetousness?
我刚刚讲的是理论，我们现在就实际上你的体验哦来讨论。
We had talked about the principles and we will discuss the specifics.
第二个，作假见或贪心有几种不同的方式。
Second question: How many different ways of bearing false testimony?
哦，我每个人大概都有不同体验哦。那最容易啊，你觉得最容易让你去做的方式是什么？
Or covetousness are there, which is the easiest one?
第三个
，three，
车祸或者工作受伤，你可以去告保险公司，对不对？哦，那在球场的这个原则是什么？到什么程度你可以做，什么程度不可以做
？What is the principle or a guideline for suing for compensation for a car accident or a work-related injury?
因为也曾经有信徒啊，他车祸受伤。
Once there's a member who was injured in a car accident.
那律师跟他讲哦，你去医院检查，那个医疗报告做了很多跟事实不同的伤害。哦，那结果说了很多钱赔偿，他还可以分钱。他来问，这样可以吗？
And so this member asked if it's okay for the doctor to falsify diagnosis just so that.He would be compensated amply for his injury.
哦，那也有信徒去啊，在信徒来教会聚会。
There's another instance where a member went to pick up another member.
发生了车祸。
And got into an accident.
那个被载的信徒把他告到法院去求偿，这样可以吗
？And the person who was to be picked up.Sue the brother who was picking him up.
哦，这个都实际发生的。
Is that permissible? These are real cases.
有没有算贪
？Is this greed?
第四个。
Four.
如何投资又不贪
？How do we deal with investments without being greedy?
因为这个投资有很多不同的方式。
There are many ways to invest.
有的是每一天卖，买卖，买卖。
There are some people who do day trading on a daily basis.
那有的人就一投资就放在那里。
And there are some people who invest for the long term.
那什么叫做贪？什么叫做可以
？So what is investment and what is speculation?
那什么叫超过能力？什么叫没有超过能力
？And what does it mean to invest within our means and beyond our means?
因为也有信徒啊，哇，在这个房子价钱很好的时候，他买了好几栋。
There are some members who bought many real estate properties when the prices were soaring.
哎，但是一掉下去以后，他 mortgage 付不出来。
But when the prices plummeted, they owe a huge deal of debt.
哦，所以就变成要破产了。
They went into bankruptcy.
所以那个我们要投资到底那个原则到什么叫做贪，什么可以
？So to what extent is it considered investment, and to what extent is it considered greed?
哦，这是很实际的。
This is a very practical question.
第五个
，five，
贪心对自己、对别人、对社会有什么影响
？How does covetousness affect self, others, and society?
我想啊，如果大家都没有贪哦
，Now if we are all not greedy，
很可能很多律师会失业。
Perhaps many attorneys will lose their job.
不，如果因为这样失业，感谢主了。
But if that's the case, let's thank God for it.
因为大家道德提高了。
Because the general morality has been lifted.
好，那我们现在就分开来讨论哈。
Now we're going to divide into groups for discussion.
英文组，请我们先离开哈，到餐厅。
The English group, please go to the dining hall.
那中文组我们这边的哈，因为这里有问题在这里，就坐往前靠哦。那这边呢，就往后退。那我们刚刚就是请叶弟兄跟吴弟兄来讨论哈，带领。那我们结束就是祷告，各自祷告就结束了。